It's been an eventful 30 years of sharing stories on the stage and screen for Riverside Theaters. And to commemorate this milestone, they've lined up a spectacular anniversary program just for you to go along and enjoy. Robert Love is the director of Riverside Theater, and he joins us now to tell us a little bit more about this achievement. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, good morning.
So, Robert, 30 years of theater is a very long time. What jumps out to you when you think back on it?
Oh, lots of fantastic time sitting in a theater, I guess. It's a sort of a strange place going to the theatre sometimes because it's sort of going into a sacred, darkened space where we sit with lots of other people to, I guess, sort of have something said about who we are, what we want to be, where we could go to, and some of it, of course, very entertaining as well.
Well, as a communal experience, do you kind of, latch onto the idea of as the audience is like they come to watch and not be a part of it, or do you kind of view it as a back and forth between the audience and the theatre
makers? There's definitely some communication going on, and that's a very important thing. But it's also important that spaces like Riverside also provide opportunity for communities to express themselves, not necessarily have ideas thrust down their neck, so they can come along and actually participate. So Riverside's a very sort of open door sort of venue where not only do we, Riverside itself, present lots of productions, but also the community also participates in presenting productions, dance concerts, music concerts, all sorts of things to the community.
So, Robert, there's one. I was looking at your anniversary program, and you have a lot of classics on there, like Madame Butterfly and Calamity Jane. But you also have Shrek the Musical. How do you pick these productions?
Oh well, we've got a very small but hardworking programming team. So some of this program was sort of, I guess, we started programming our 30th anniversary year in 2018, 2 years ago. So we go and see a lot of productions. A lot of people approach us. Sometimes we have an idea where we'll try and actually create something, particularly through our new National Theatre of Parramatta, which is our in-house production arm. And slowly but surely, a production comes together. In amongst that, one's trying to also slot all these things into appropriate dates. So it's a bit of a big jigsaw puzzle where you're sort of moving things around for quite some time, but slowly but surely, all the balls in the air all start to come down. Some of them stay up there for maybe another year, and some of them come down and sort of roll off to the side, but a lot go into the little slots, which are the 2018 season.
How many cuts have you made that have been actually painful to make? Do you find it very difficult to cut things off, or are you all right for going, this one fits in here, and we'll just worry about the other ones?
No, sometimes there are occasions that we'd really like to have had something, really, really like to have had it, and it just doesn't fit because that is on a tour, and our dates are already pre-committed where there is an availability for that production come to Parramatta. So, yeah, sometimes we do regret that we lose things. It's usually for reasons like that. Sometimes it's budget. Sometimes some productions are just too expensive for us to be able to afford. But in the main, it's often usually to do with those logistic sort of exercises that means the production doesn't end up on our stage.
So how do you feel then that the location of the Riverside Theatres has shaped, what's been put on over the years?
Well, of course, when Riverside opened in 1988, Parramatta was often seen to be the deep west of Sydney. Of course, now it's really the front door to the west of Sydney. So our location has in fact actually, in a sense, become more and more central to Sydney. And in fact, as you may know, the Greater Sydney Commission now refers to Parramatta as Sydney's central city. And in a sense, we are. Parramatta is central to all of Sydney. And it's good public transport, so it's a very easy place to get to. We're about 10 minutes down the road from the railway station. You can come by Rivercat. There are obviously good bus services in, and while parking sometimes can be a problem for some people, there's pretty good parking in Parramatta as well. And not only that, it's cheap compared to Sydney.
So I think also with the Riverside Theatres and having been part of it for 30 years, how has audience demand for different types of theatre or shows changed over the years? Do you think people want something else out of theatre now than they did 30 years ago?
I think so. They're looking for a much broader range. I mean, 30 years ago, there was a limited amount of material that was around. I mean, Sydney, of course, is proliferating at the moment with, creative output. There's so many things on, and there's so many opportunities for the public to choose. But so at Riverside, people want a fairly diverse, if you like, artistic smorgasbord. They want to be able to choose many, many things. Some people often say to us, "Do we have an audience? Do we have an audience?" Actually, they say, and I always say, we don't really have an audience, but we have lots and lots of different and very specific audiences who choose what they want to go and see. So if there's one thing Riverside is, it is diverse. We have a very diverse program. So we try to cater to all tastes. So there's always something in the program. And while our brochure actually focuses around 30 particular productions, there's a lot more that goes on at Riverside than what's actually in our brochure.
And if you're just joining us on So Hot right now, I'm talking about the 30th anniversary of Riverside Theatres with director Robert Love. And Robert, when you talk about this diversity of programming, you also have a very strong lineup for children in particular, which isn't common with a lot of theater companies. They tend to do a lot more, you know, serious theater and theater that you couldn't show to young audiences. What role does children's programming play for Riverside?
Quite a lot. We have a very large schools program, and that's in a sense separate, but partially complements our children's and family program. So about 40,000 students attend productions and seasons of plays at Riverside during a year. But as well, some of that program, but also additional things make up our family program. So family programming has always been important. I mean, my background many, many years ago was actually at a theatre and education company called Tow Truck Theatre that used to be based at the Seymour Centre back in history. Mm-hmm. And we used to tour out to Western Sydney on a very regular basis, you know, leaving Seymour Centre at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning and returning about 5:30 at night, having probably performed in four possibly separate schools, but at least two separate schools in any one day. So I have a very strong commitment to young people and families because I've always believed that that's really where it all starts. The investment, in a sense, should be at the beginning, almost from when kids are in the womb, you know, and then not long out of the womb. And we have had some baby programs with six-month-year-olds, and we look forward to trying to develop that so that over a period of time it becomes an ordinary and a very important part of any one young person's life growing up. And that then translates into their middle years and then into their older years.
Well, Robert, can I ask, did you have that experience growing up?
Myself?
Yeah.
Yes, I was very involved in the very first thing I ever was in, I think, was when I was about 3 years old. I can't actually remember the performance, but I can remember going to sleep under the stage. And it was simply to perform the Grand Old Duke of York. He marched 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill and he marched them back again. So it goes. So I can sort of remember that quite vividly, not so much the performance straight enough, but the bit behind it. And of course, that's really important too. I mean, it's what goes on behind. It's actually people getting involved and actually telling stories. And of course, you know, we try to support and encourage all sorts of people to do that, whether it be through theatre or whether it be through music or through any other art form as well. So we're very much about capacity building and giving people an opportunity to say something to their community.
Well, the audience gets a pretty cushy job coming along to watch theater. What portion of the work do you think they get to see from on the stage as compared to how much work goes into getting it there?
Oh, well, a lot of people do come along and think it's all by magic. Of course, you know, everyone knows it ain't by magic. It's by real hard work. I mean, yesterday I went and saw a reading of a play around refugee situation. And that's been sort of like being developed over the last 2 years. And it's gone from what was a 23-hander down to a 4-hander. It's been more and more focused and more crystallized, and it's showing great progress in that period of time. But it hasn't, not as though suddenly someone had an idea and let's just whack it on the stage. It takes time. Not everything takes that time. Some projects can happen very quickly. But whatever, it requires a lot of thought, a lot of ideas, and a lot of focus from the creative people trying to put that project together.
Now, Robert, as this is a momentous 30th anniversary, you're putting forward a special 30 club offer.
Yeah.
What's the story about that?
Well, we have a membership program called the Riverside Membership Program, which we've been running. And in fact, that actually replaced, you know, our old subscription program. And there was always capacity for people to join that. But we thought on our 30th anniversary, it'd be terrific to actually get a subset of that and a specific thing called the 30 club. So if you're 30 and under, you can join the 30 Club, and then all the tickets will be no more than $30, which on, for example, you know, some of the plays, the ticket prices are up, you know, between $50 and $65. You're going to make a lot of savings, and of course you don't pay all those sort of transaction fees. It's also actually trying to build a relationship with those young people. you know, so that there'll be extra special events and other sorts of activities, talk programs, meet the artist, focusing around people that are under 30. So we thought, why not take the opportunity on our 30th anniversary to introduce something new and keep the prices under $30?
Well, what a lovely initiative, and it sounds like you're building a lovely community at Riverside Theatres. Robert, thank you so much for joining us this morning and letting us know what's going on with your wonderful program.
We look forward to welcoming people in through our doors whenever they can visit us in Parramatta, in Sydney's central city.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
And that was Robert Love, director of Riverside Theatres, talking about their 30th anniversary program, which is dedicated to their audience and showgoers. And as you heard there, building a community around people who want to come and have a good time and be a part of things. If you want to find out more about the program, go to riversideparramatta.com.au.